Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not? Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire. It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is time for another recap show. As you can see, we're talking Gotham, and we're going to be talking about I think it was Monday night's episode. The episode was called Rise of the Villains, Strike Force. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken from the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hi, Mike.
Hello. It is time to speak Gotham. Gothamites, unite. Shout out to everybody that's been retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff. We're going to talk this episode. Man. Now, for people that don't know, we just wrapped up Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow is going into season 3. We just recapped the second episode. And let me tell you something right now. Gotham is killing Sleepy Hollow for me.
Me too.
Gotham is just so good. Not only is the show great, but something that I noticed that since I have a TV that's in HD, man, just the city alone, when the camera pans on the city of Gotham, it looks really cool. I don't know if you ever noticed. Have you really just watched the city line?
No, but I'm going to next time.
Do that. Next time, just sit back and go, wow. Just admire it.
I will.
I want to live in Gotham, even though it's like crazy over there. I want to live in Gotham. So let's talk about this episode.
Let's.
I'm going to ask you. No, you know what? I'm going to wait for the rating at the end.
Okay.
I have my notes here. I have two pages, but I kind of my thoughts, you know, I was going to put everybody together, and then I just kept on writing when I was watching. It was just a good episode. I got to say, some of my favorite parts in this episode, and you probably already know, anything with Tabitha in the
You like Tabitha. I don't like Tabitha. I don't like her.
The beginning of this episode, while the Penguin's in like 4 minutes into a speech, Tabitha walks in all hot, and then she brings the Penguin over to there to meet Thea. And who walks in her PJs? Barbara, which is looking extra hot as well.
And then do you think the Penguin's gonna tell him? Do you think the Penguin's gonna tell Gordon that yo, your girl?
I don't know. I'm wondering how that's going to play off. I really thought...
I mean, if he opens his mouth, then they know automatically that Theo's bad. Penguin, open your damn mouth.
I don't know if he's going to take that chance because of his mom.
He needs to.
And take the chance of mom getting killed? Which
she's
we know...
She's already dead.
Huh?
She's already dead.
You think she's dead?
Yeah.
That's my question at the end of this page here.
If she's not physically dead, I mean, he's already marked her. When he took over the city, he's already marked her to die.
So you think that big giant scream at the end of this episode, Penguin, when Butch kind of taps him on the shoulder, your mom's gone.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't know because I saw the commercial for next week, which looks freaking awesome, but now it didn't show anything about the mom, good or bad.
She's dead.
You think?
She's dead.
Gothamites. Gotham Addicts, what do y'all think? Y'all think she's a goner? Because if she is, holy shnikey balls, you know the Penguin's going to be in uproar.
Yep.
He's going to be killing everything. So that whole thing there, Penguin, Theo. But I think the Penguin, even though it seems like he's doing his bidding, I think the Penguin is still like two steps ahead of Theo.
You think so?
I think so. I think the Penguin has a plan.
I hope so, because I don't want Theo to win.
Yeah, he is kind of slick and cool, though. You know, he is...
Yeah, and he knows which pawns to use in which area, like he's doing with Bruce and his niece.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That little girl there.
And can we talk about Alfred real quick?
Okay.
Let's just jump into him.
Okay, can we stick to one thing? What do you want to... Let's do Alfred, okay? Because you're jumping around like some hot potato. So...
Why is he hitting a poor child?
Okay, first of all, Selina is not a child. Okay, that girl can climb walls. She's a badass.
I felt so bad for her.
Did you really?
I did.
My mouth dropped open. I did not see that coming. No, I did not. Alfred just bitch slapped Selina and says, that's for Reggie. And stay away from Master Bruce. But dude, that was like the first time I've ever seen Selina kind of like punched in the gut.
Like, yeah, and you could tell she was actually hurt.
Yeah, it wasn't about the slap.
No, it was feelings.
It was feelings there. You know? And even at the end of the episode, you see Selena hearing the thoughts of what he said. You know, Alfred said. So she's
She's gonna be the one to save Bruce this season.
You think?
Something's gonna happen, and yeah, she's gonna save Bruce.
Well, something definitely is gonna happen, because now Bruce, now are we gonna see a jealous mini cat? Because now that this little young lady, her name is Silver?
Yes, Silver.
Yeah, she's in the, and this has got to be a plan of Theo's to distract Bruce with some young girl. He knew it too. Put her right there by the fountain. Bruce is not paying attention. Sees her. He's like, "Do you want to meet her?" I was like, "Theo," he set it up, Master Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think? Who do you think's cuter, her or Selena?
Selena.
I think if I had to go with appearance, if I was with Bruce and we were like in the schoolyard, I'd be like, dude, I'd probably go with Silver. But
no, you wouldn't.
But, you know, but if you honestly in Gotham.
You would. You would be like, Bruce, go for her. Go for her. Because you would go after.
You would need Catwoman on your side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know.
That's the type of friend you would be. You'd be like, "Yeah, Bruce, go for Silver."
That's what you
don't
people.
Worry
that's
about
what you. That's what you
her.
People do over there. That's what you people do over there. We don't do that. But yes, the little. Do you watch the Goldbergs?
No.
You should watch the Goldbergs. If you don't watch the Goldbergs,
we tried this when it came on. You were like, "You should watch," and I was like, "Okay, I'll watch." And then I was like, "No."
It is a great freaking show. Okay, and the young lady Natalie, I think her name is. I'm looking at her Twitter, Natalie Aylin Lind. She plays Silver in Gotham. She also plays Adam's girlfriend in the Goldbergs. And I was wondering, they showed her in the Goldbergs recently, and she had this blonde. I was like, wait a second. To my wife, I go, she dyed her hair. And now I know why. Because
now
she went from
why.
The Goldbergs to Gotham. So she's going to be a distraction for Bruce, definitely. I see that in the future. Do you think Selena's going to get – do you think she's going to get jealous? Do you think she's going to be watching her back? Do you think she's not going to trust this girl? Or do you think
– She's not going to trust the girl.
Selena's going to figure it out.
Yeah. She's smart. She's going to figure it out.
So, yeah, I'm curious to see how that's going to turn out, because I think we're going to see Selena. But I'm just wondering, do you think that if she got jealous and all of a sudden started hanging around, do you think Bruce is going to be like, you had your chance and now I'm all smitten about Silver? Or do you think he's going to be like – you know, what's up, Kat? He did tell her he missed her.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I guess we'll
see. That's a hard one.
Let's see what else. I'm looking at some of my things here. Captain Barnes, what do you think about the new boss in town for the GCPD?
I like him.
Do you really?
I do.
Do you think he might be a little bit too tough?
No, I don't think so. I think that's what Gotham needs, but at the same time, he is straight line. And Gordon, he crossed that line. So
do you think Gordon has a reason to be worried? I mean, cause every time Barnes spits out all this by the book, we arrest anybody, no one gets a break. You always pan and see the camera on Gordon. He's like, shit. If he finds out, I'm screwed. But then there's times where he's a little too hard, and Gordon, even Bullock's like, dude, like, I don't know. I don't know what to think about Barnes. You're absolutely right. I think Gotham needs somebody like Barnes, but I think I'm kind of like with Bullock, it's like baby steps. Like, we can still do this, but I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that was a smart idea to go to the academy and get fresh, untainted cadets?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, even though they're green.
Right.
I don't think they have the corrupt that they've been corrupted yet.
So you think that's better to not be corrupted, but less experienced? I mean, who cares if they can shoot a gun at a gun range? But I mean, to throw them out in the field of Gotham, dealing with what they're dealing, do you think they're, it's going to be?
I mean, they took down Victor.
Oh, whoa. They did not take down Victor. Victor's my boy.
You know what I meant? They shot him. He even said, ooh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you don't like Victor, though.
No, he scares the shit out of me.
See, I'm a fan of Victor. So anytime when he comes in, he's kind of like Tabitha, except I'm more attracted towards Tabitha. Even though Victor and I have both had bald heads. Still, I'm going to go with Tabitha. But Victor's badass. But you're absolutely right. I think he thought to take on everybody. But Strike Force, they definitely moved. Even Bullock complimented on their movement and how fast they are. But I don't know. That girl got shot in the chest. You see, the Strike Force got shot. So she just thought, I guess, maybe she wouldn't get hit by bullets. I don't know what her deal is. What do you think about Theo running for mayor?
Well, we knew that he had to get himself in there.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's one thing that I was like, really, people? Really? When he was giving his speech and the gunman went by. And then, is everyone okay? Okay, let me finish this. What?
That was kind of a little... Like, either I had two ways of looking at it, going, oh my God, whoever wrote that scene in the show is a dum-dum. Or I was going at, these reporters at Gotham are idiots. Because that was just too staged. You were like, if that would have happened, you and I were like, that just randomly, did somebody just shot? And
I would be like, yo, Mike, I know we're reporters, but let's get the hell out of here.
I'd be like, I don't know. It felt
there
so.
There would be no way.
You would leave. I would stay. Because I'm a
no,
reporter.
No, you would leave with me.
I'm a reporter. I'm taking the news.
Yeah, okay.
That scene there, I agree with you, was a little kind of like wishy-washy. But, I mean, Theo's plan is all going together. And Barbara's getting a little pissed off that she's stuck at the house.
She is. She wants to go out and have some fun.
Now, when she came in and kissed Tabitha, which was awesome, by the way, did she kiss Theo as well?
She did.
Right? She did, right?
Yeah, my recording messed up a little, but I was like, wait, she's sitting on Theo's lap now.
Yeah. Which,
go
Barbara. I have to admit, I think one of my favorite parts, Penguin going American Me with his knife on that mayor candidate. He really stuck her, like, a lot of times.
Yes, he did. Now, what do you think? I mean, Jim warned him that they're coming after him.
Dude, that scene at the end, I wish I would have recorded the clip. That face-off between the Penguin and Gordon going both at it was awesome. Man, I don't know. You know what? I mean, but, you know, we all know how Gordon is. Gordon's no punk, you know? And what Penguin told him, I expected Gordon to say, you know what? It is what it is. We take you down, and I'll face what I have to go.
But exactly.
Do you think Barnes is going to find the truth? Do you think Barnes already knows the truth?
That's a tough one. I'm not sure.
Right. I think he does. For some reason. I don't know. I just feel that when Gordon finally goes and confesses, Barnes can be like, I already knew. He knows everything. Barnes knows everything.
He does.
You know, I'm sure he had to find out, you know. I don't know. I think there's just more to it. I think Barnes is not telling everything to everybody. Let's see what else. But I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that. Penguin's pissed. That scene there. Plus, if Penguin did lose his mom, like, you think she's dead? You're saying she's dead.
Well, I'm saying either way, if she dies by Theo's hand, she's going to die by somebody else's hand. I think in Penguin's situation, he has marked his mother with a big giant X.
Right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, Penguin's got to do what Theo says, if not. But I don't think Theo's going to let go of her, regardless. You know, I think Theo's going to use the Penguin as a pawn. That's what I think. But it was cool, though, when Penguin told Butch, and Butch kind of sympathized with him and said, you know, we'll find your mom. So Butch was hilarious in this episode, too, by the way.
Which I still love him.
Yes. The part where they're stabbing the mayor candidate and he's with the two people just talking to him regularly. I wish I had that clip, too. That was hilarious. What do you think about Riddler? Ed, he finally gets his date with Miss Kringle.
He does. Is it bad that I love the psychopath?
You do. You do love psychopaths. When we recap the show, the following, every hot serial killer guy, I remember during the following recap show, you were like, if there's any psychotic death row people on prison,
no.
I need some pen pals. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But yeah, you like this. I mean, he is kind of.
I like Ed. I like him.
Do you think he's a psychopath, though? That's kind of.
I think his alter ego is.
I think those are strong words right there.
I think he's got split personalities.
Oh, he definitely does.
And we've seen him. And I think Ed is, you know, Ed's the good one. Ed wants, you know, just to be happy and loved. And you know, all that good stuff do you like think, everybody else wants. Do you and think, a psychopath wants blood.
Do you think that that inter-Riddler psychopath has been in him the whole entire time? Or do you think that once he killed that cop, then it came out?
I think once he killed the cop.
That was it?
Or it wasn't... I don't think Ed actually killed the cop. I think it was the psychopath that did it. No, you know, the alternate ego. But because I think Ed kind of let him out when he seen what the cop was doing to...
So you're saying that
Mrs. Kringle.
So you're saying that when Ed is Ed, and then when he crosses over, he goes full crossover, which Ed would not remember things. Is that what you're saying?
No, not necessarily not remember, but you know he's not going to stop his alter ego.
Okay. Well, they do kiss. And dude, let me tell you something. But even before the kiss, though, when he messed up and said, "Well, I'm glad he's dead,"
I thought she was dead. I was like, run.
I was like, bitch, you're dead. You're going to the restroom. You better keep on going out because, he's going to get you.
Exactly. Crawl right out that window.
I did not see that coming. I really thought she was going to go crazy. But then when he kind of opened up to her, which kind of shows that maybe she has a little crazy side too.
Yeah.
You know, because she could have ran. But you know what? She likes drama.
She does like drama.
So you know what? And he opened up and you know, he's got a little suave thanks to the psychopath inside him.
Yeah.
And so he got that kiss. Finally, they got it together. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that is.
I think that was it. Because Riddler was the big thing with the kiss in that part there. And the Penguin. I mean, Gordon and Penguin together. Awesome. And the Penguin killing people. Great.
And I still think the Doctor is working for something else.
You have not trusted her
I don't trust her.
You just don't like her because she sleeps with Gordon.
No, I just don't trust her.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Bruce? And I miss Jerome.
Jerome.
I miss him.
Jerome? What are you talking about? Oh, Jerome. Joker.
Oh, my God. You already forgot about him. It's only been a week. How dare you, Mike?
Whatever. He's going to be back.
How's he going to be back?
I don't know. He'll figure something out. I think that's it for me.
Same here.
Yeah, I mean, this episode was great. It wasn't as great as last week's, just for the fact that the internet exploded when Jerome died.
The internet did explode.
But no, this episode was great. I liked it. I'm curious to see how the Strike Force is going to pan out. I think they're too new. I think it's a smart kind of idea, but I'm kind of with Bullock and Gordon that maybe we're moving too fast. That's just me. But I guess we'll see what happens. And I'm curious to find out now if Penguin's mom is dead, which I don't think she is. But that long scream wasn't like, damn it, Butch, you didn't come through, or I'm mad at Theo because he's got my mama. That seemed like your mama's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, it's going to be crazy. Next week is going to be even crazier. I saw the commercial. It looks really, 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 really good, and I cannot wait for the next episode of Gotham. What else? I think we're done, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Scale of 1 to 10. What did you think about this episode?
I give it a 9.
A 9?
A 9.
I would have to give it a 10. It definitely... there were times where I had to stop it, rewind it, be like, what did he say? I'm going to get that part again. Yeah, I was... This is a really, really good episode. So I'm excited. I'm really excited for the next one. So we'll see what happens. Once again, shout outs to Gotham Addicts out there. And if you're a fan of Gotham, all that good stuff, make sure you follow them on Twitter. If you want to check out some of our other recap shows, some of my other stuff that I have got going on, check out my channel, audioboom.com/channel/ I Watch Mike. That's where you can go. You can also check out Amy's stuff over at audioboom.com/channel/ Variety Radio Online. That's where you need to go and check out the other stuff. She's got a blog, thevro.com. And just if you want to find it, just go to thevro.com and you can find all the other stuff there.
Yeah, find everything there.
And just type in Variety Radio Online on Google and you'll find everything as well. Amy, how can people find you? You stalkers, since you like psychopathic guys.
Yeah, everybody can stalk me at AmyVRO on Twitter.
Sweet. And for me, you can check out my Facebook page, like it, I Watch Mike, Instagram and Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. And I have a blog called I Watch Mike. And I think that is pretty much it, everybody. So we'll be back. The next episode airs next week. So, yeah, just to listen to our other stuff, feel free to like, leave comments. Wherever you're listening to the show, leave comments about the show, all that good stuff. And we'll be back next week. I guess, Amy, go ahead and say goodbye. And now that you can stop pushing on your freaking keyboard while we're trying to do this.
I was trying now you to stop. Do something
say
for
goodbye.
You, Mike.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Jesus.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not? Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like